We're back now with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. This is your co-host, Kit Lenkos, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz ahead of us tonight. We hope you'll stick around. And we're going to continue our saluting our highlight artist of the week, Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith. And on this next track, we find Jimmy Smith smack dab in the middle of a big band. And put together, and it's an all-star aggregation. Too numerous are the artists to recite all of them to you, but to give you an example, you've got Joe Newman here on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Phil Woods on alto sax, Barry Galbraith on guitar, Ed Shaughnessy on drums, and it was the composition is Walk on the Wild Side, which is written by Elmer Bernstein, and the arranger and conductor of this aggregation is none other than the multi-talented sax player and composer and arranger Oliver Nelson. Let's listen to Jimmy Smith in a big band context doing Walk on the Wild Side.
Thank you.
Yes, that was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Hammond and B3 organist Jimmy Smith from his big band album called Bashin'. And that was an arrangement and conducted by Oliver Nelson. And that was Walk on the Wild Side. So what's up next, Al?
Next up is a group led by Rex Stewart. And it's from a Grand Award LP entitled Rex Stewart Plays Duke Ellington. This LP consists of Rex Stewart's group on one side and a group led by Illinois Jacquette on the other side. And the album artist, in their wisdom, lumped the personnel from both groups together in one list. And I have no idea what order the list was in. I know it wasn't alphabetical. So the personnel I'm going to list is my best guess from what I could gather from the list. And, of course, it features Rex Stewart on trumpet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. It's one of Duke's classics entitled I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Thank you. That was I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, featuring a group led by Rex Stewart, with Rex on trumpet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Denzel Best on drums. It became obvious when listening to that that my personnel list was void of a baritone saxophone artist. And since Harry Carney wasn't listed on the album cover, my best guess there that it was Danny Bank. And that was from a Grand Award album released in 1955 entitled Rex Stewart Plays Duke Ellington.
Next up in our spotlight on Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith is his Blue Note album that he cut in April of 1960 called Back at the Chicken Shack. And Jimmy brings back into the studio one of his favorite guitar players, Kenny Burrell, one of the drummers you hear on many, many of Jimmy Smith's small group items, Donald Bailey. And finally, he brings in premier tenor sax man, Stanley Turrentine. And this is a composition written by the tenor man, Stanley Turrentine, called Minor Chant. Thank you. Another board fade on that particular track. It's about the third board fade we've had tonight, but they've all been nice, neat swingers. That was Jimmy Smith's Blue Note album, cut in April of 1960, called Back to the Chicken Shack. And that was a composition written by the tenor man that you heard on that track, Stanley Turrentine, called Minor Chant. And a nice rhythm section backing up Jimmy Smith and Stanley Turrentine with Kenny Burrell on guitar and Donald Bailey on drums. That was a Minor Chant. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from trumpet artist Ruby Braff. And it's from an LP on the Jazztone label entitled Ruby Braff and His Big City Six. Features Ruby on trumpet, but Billy Byers on trombone, Sam Margolis on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. It's a tune written by Harry Williams, Egbert Van Alstyne, entitled In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. That was in the shade of the old apple tree, with a group led by Ruby Braff, Ruby on trumpet, Billy Byers on trombone, Sam Margolis on tenor sax, Marty Napoleon on piano, Bill Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957 entitled Ruby Braff and His Big City Six.
And exploring the Hammond B3 artistry of Jimmy Smith, we're going to now turn to a live date that he cut at a club in Harlem called Small's Paradise. The name of the album appropriately is Groovin' at Small's Paradise. And Jimmy Smith has in his ensemble, as small as it is, Eddie McFadden on guitar, and one of his favorite drummers is back here, Donald Bailey. So this is live in a club in 1957. You get to hear what Jimmy Smith sounded like working in a club. And this is one of the great old standards written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Thank you. Our featured artist of the week, Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith, live at Small's Paradise in New York City in November of 57. That was a well-known jazz club that was around for many, many years up in Harlem. And he dipped into the Jimmy McHugh Dorothy Fields songbook for I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby. So, what are we going to do now, Al?
We'll hear next from a group led by Miles Davis and Cannonball Adderley. It's from a Blue Note LP entitled Something Else. And in addition to Cannonball on alto and Miles on trumpet, they're backed by Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. The tune was written by Nat Adderley, and it was a tribute to Chicago disc jockey Daddy-O Daly, and it's entitled One for Daddy-O.
Thank you.
That was One for Daddy, a tune written by Nat Adderley and featuring his brother Cannonball on alto sax, Miles Davis on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. That was from a Blue Note LP released in 1957 entitled Something Else, and it was complete with a short interrogation of the producer by Miles.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz with just a five-minute break at the top of the hour. So I hope you'll make it a join us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. We're going to close out with our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Hammond B3 organist Jimmy Smith. This is the title track from his Blue Note LP, Back at the Chicken Shack, with Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, and Donald Bailey on drums. Back at the Chicken Shack. Thank you.
Thank you.